A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care-to-be-great.
This is the Cougars at 30 update, presented by Zions Bank on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, Cougars at 30 update right here, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Kalani Sitake says he's going to know more about this team, about how they respond against Wyoming this week in Provo.
Find out a lot about our team in the next week, because it's just time to, to basically play like we can play and be consistent. Just not really happy with the result, but more than anything, there's just a lapse in some of the mistakes that we made. That's uncharacteristic of our team. We made a lot of mistakes, but I don't want to take anything away from Oregon.
Cougars at 30 update brought to you by Zions Bank. As always, big-time banking with a home team feel that you can count on at Zions Bank. Zions Bank is for you. More to go around the corner. We've got some Pac-12 look here. The conferences had a big weekend. On a weekend, in a year, they need big weekends. Stay with us. Unrivaled continues.
You know what time it is?
Your home for the best football coverage in Utah is on the KSL Sports Zone. The Cougars return to Provo for a battle against Wyoming this Saturday at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. Keep it locked on the Zone for the best coverage of Cougar football. Put. This is Unrivaled, presented by G2G Bar on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Unrivaled. Thanks for joining us on your Monday here. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell.
You know who's kind of surprising?
Oh, yeah. No, I got it. Kirk Cousins, you just love what he is, right?
No.
Oh.
But it's kind of in the same vein. Is Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts could not throw the football at Alabama.
You wrote him off totally.
He couldn't throw the football at Alabama.
So when they made him the starting quarterback,
Nick Saban goes, we need two in here who he can throw, and he can't even throw
it. Right, right.
And Jalen Hurts was drafted to be – he was drafted to be Taysom Hill. Like, they drafted the guy to go, because they had Carson Wentz, and they were like, yeah, let's get this, Swiss Army knife dude in here. And they admitted it. They go, we thought that was an intriguing option, and now –
oof.
He's kind of figured some things out.
I like oof.
But Kirk Cousins is, Kirk Cousins isn't a Swiss Army knife guy. He's just a quarterback. I like when guys like Kirk Cousins kind of upset the apple cart, right? Where everyone, I love when the arrogance of the NFL is put to shame. That's what I really love. it's like, it might be one of my favorite things in life when everyone goes, oh, yeah, and then all of a sudden someone just, kind of in your face, so to speak. A Ryan Fitzpatrick kind of guy was one of those guys.
Yeah. Broke the mold.
Yeah.
Didn't look like the guy who everybody thought is going to be good. So Jalen Hurts fits that bill where you go, he's outperformed. So, he's outperformed everybody.
Everybody has a beard these days.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a beard.
I know. It's awesome. We got our beard oils today.
Oh.
I can't wait. It's all part of a process, Scott. I didn't think I needed beard oil until I tried it for the first time.
I mean, Adam Thielen, doesn't he look like a – he looks like a coach.
I know. He looks like he's
looks way old.
Wide receivers coach, Adam Thielen of the – they're showing him in the pregame here. It's wild. Let's jump in here, Scott, with a little bit of a discussion on the Pac-12. Before we do, though, Davis Vision, their fall LASIK sale is going on right now. If you haven't looked into it, you can save $1,000 right now at Davis Vision to get that LASIK done. They also offer routine eye exams, full-service optical center for prescription glasses, frames, contacts, etc. So DavisVisionMD.com is the website. USC dominates Fresno State. I thought people were all expecting a little bit closer of a deal. Now, the injury of their quarterback, it's a big deal, obviously. UCLA ekes past South Alabama, fine. Colorado might be the worst team that we've seen in Division I football, but let's get to the good stuff here. Notre Dame is garbage, as proven by them playing Cal.
Can we go to Colorado just for 1 second?
Oh, you want to spend more time on Carl Durrell's program?
Really
quick. Sure.
Oklahoma plays Nebraska. That used to be like a game. And I was just thinking about
that was the old Big Eight, wasn't it?
Wasn't it great? Texas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and Colorado. And I thought about it, and then I was like,
"It's an embarrassment now."
Wow, where have things changed?
These guys won a national championship.
It's really sad.
These guys won a national championship like way more recent than Notre Dame has, right? I mean, they went. I mean, not way more,
yeah.
But I mean, like they won a national title in 1990, and you win a national title within the last 30 or 40 years. Your program was something at some point. Obviously, my neighbor growing up, one of my close friends, he was a middle linebacker during that era at Colorado, playing Nebraska every week, playing Texas, playing Oklahoma, you know, and it was just like there was some pride there. It's a bad deal. Colorado now is the laughingstock. What'd they lose this week? What was the score this weekend? It was a lot to little. I mean, it was.
You're asking me to score.
It was Wazoo. They played Wazoo, right?
No.
Oh, no, it was Minnesota. That's
Minnesota.
Right. It was 49-0 at one point. And then I think it ended up being like 49-7. Either way, it was 49-0 when I tuned in. It was, they got the seven? Thank heavens. I thought they were going to be
bad. But here's the reality, and this is what's going on in the Pac-12 right now. They're all non-conference games.
Yeah, they really
are. I mean,
Colorado
can still win the Rose Bowl.
But here's what we've learned from it.
I know you laugh, but it's
you watch though.
it's a reality.
I love that stuff.
All right, non-conference doesn't matter.
Here's the good news for the conference. Probably the best news for the conference is that USC is good. Utah is probably really good still. Washington is overperforming and is good. Oregon is probably really good. I mean, you're talking about the top of the conference that you need to be good. You want USC to be good every year, and so they are this year. Washington, the conference is better when teams like Washington and Oregon and USC and Utah are good. Cal and Stanford, shame on you guys. Get your crap together. But my heavens, to be able to have a Washington and Oregon giant wins over the weekend, Washington beats a number 11 Michigan State team and doing it pretty handily before they started to have kind of a comeback happen. But, man, I love it.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Speaking of USC being good, how much of USC being 7 in the polls, maybe 6, are they 6 now? 6 or 7?
6 or 7, yeah.
How much of that is their impending move to the Big Ten? And let's build them up more, you know, because clearly they're better, right? And clearly it's Caleb Williams and, you know, they've got some guys, but they also haven't played anyone yet. So you really don't know how really, really good they are. I just wonder if they're overhyped because of.
You think they'd give them bonus points for just being. They'd give them bonus points just because they're going to go to the Big Ten?
Well, all of this is influenced by. I just think that. Yeah, there could be something to it. That's
this
all I'm saying.
What's interesting is that this is the kind of crap that we get wrong all the time in the media where we go, oh, SC, they're going to be good. But you and I were both like, yeah, right, they're not going to be good. They're not going to be good. We know they're not going to be that good. And then what happens? We go in there and we go, oh, shoot, looks like USC might actually be good. And I know they didn't play any, they haven't played anybody yet, but at the same time, they're rolling right here.
Do you know why I was bored in the game yesterday?
Why?
Because it's like, can we just get this? Like, I really want to get
you wanted the Utah game.
I want to get into the conference
get
schedule.
Get into decent conference
I do.
Play.
I do. And so that way we can really figure out who's good and who isn't good. Because it's awesome to see that Washington is back. And there's talk of the Pac-12 actually having, you know, and it's not a team. It's like a group of teams. Now, the sad part of that is having a group of teams means you know, you're probably not going to go to the college football playoffs. If there's a lot of good teams, it's going to be hard to have a team that ends up going. It just is.
USC's number 7 in the AP poll. Actually, no, I think they went up to 6. Yeah, they did. So you look at it now and you go, this USC team, where are they really? The thing is that you knew they had talent. You knew that they had, and you knew they brought in more talent. And we still rolled our eyes and went, yeah, right, overrated. Except for now, they're performing to the level that we kind of thought they were going to. Or I was afraid they were going to. But it's good for the conference. I'm telling you. And I'm usually not like a it's good for the conference kind of guy. I hate when people fly the Pac-12 flags, and I don't like the BYU's already going down the route of being
Big 12. I don't think it's good for the conference.
It is for the short term, except for, I will say this. But it's good for the conference contingent upon a team winning the conference who is not moving. If USC or UCLA, but mostly I'm talking about USC. If USC wins the Pac-12 championship either this year or next, or heaven forbid both, it's going to be an absolute kick to the stomach to the Pac-12. Because as soon as that team who's leaving the Big 12, and then they just go, told you so, we didn't need to be here. But we've graduated from you guys. You want them to lose before they go to the Big 10, and then everybody just goes, the only reason you went to the Big 10 is because there's dollars attached to you, not because you're any good. That's what people want. I still want USC and UCLA not to win the conference title, but for the time being, it is good to bring attention out west, which is what this does. It brings attention out west to the conference that you need. It's going to bring attention out west for the wrong reason with the Big 10 when they're in the Big 10. So say what you will, but USC is good. And I watched them this last weekend, and I went,
We think they're good. We don't know.
I watched, and I was just going,
because Fresno State lost their quarterback.
They did, and he's
legitimate.
He's the most important guy on their team by far.
I just don't think you know until you play. And that for me is like, I want to get into these games. I'm just telling you, I can't wait for Utah to play USC.
Caleb Williams
looks sharp. I can't wait for the excitement that will be there. That'll be really exciting.
All right, let's take the break here. We'll come back. Reminding you, in about 15 minutes here, we're going to have our conversation with Devin Cafusi, part of our weekly Players Club here, brought to you by Zions Bank on the program. We will come back. We will have our little discussion around the court. Oh, I've got some Rocky Mountain Chevy dealer play of the weekend to give out as well. So, but we'll have some updates when it comes to where these conferences are, on who's playing where, in which years. Are Texas and Oklahoma going to bounce early? We'll talk about that next. Stay with us. Unrivaled continues.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.